But right now, it is time for us to talk about tonight's debate. 9 p.m., just about every cable channel, everybody will have it tonight. Governor Tim Pawlenty joined us, governor of Minnesota, in our earlier segment to talk about it from John McCain's perspective, and we're honored to have right now on line number one. He is the campaign manager for the Obama campaign, and that is David Plouf is with us. So, David, we appreciate you taking some time for our listeners here in Central Virginia. I know it's a state that is important to the Obama campaign, so thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Absolutely. Well, debate number three. Are you guys as a campaign glad that we're down to the last one?
Well, it's been a stretch here. We've had four debates in 20 days, so they've been very beneficial for the Obama campaign. Senator Obama has won the first two debates because he's talked about the kind of change America needs, been focusing on the middle class. And really all Senator McCain is offering is more of the same Bush policies, which the middle class families in Virginia and around the country can't afford.
We're talking with David Plouf, who's kind enough to join us. He is the campaign manager of the Barack Obama campaign for president of the United States. All right, let's talk a little bit about the debate tonight, and what do you think we're going to see from Barack tonight? I know you have to be pleased with how he's performed in the first two debates, referencing what you just said. So what do you think he needs to do to, from your perspective, kind of close the deal?
Well, he's going to stay laser-focused on the kind of change he wants to bring. Right now, Washington works well if you're a big corporation or a big, powerful lobbyist, but not so much if you're a middle-class family. So tax cuts for the middle class and seniors, plans to grow jobs, make us energy independent, stop spending $10 billion a month in Iraq and bring it home. The same ideas he's been talking about, and I think he has to get across that he's going to be a passionate advocate for average Americans. He's going to wake up every day. And his orientation is going to be to fight for middle-class Americans. Now, John McCain's last couple weeks have been nothing but attacks, and that hasn't worked out so well. So we'll see if he continues that tonight. But what Barack Obama is offering is, you know, some positive ideas about how to lift the country and the middle class.
David Plouf is Barack Obama's campaign manager, kind enough to join us here at 541 on Charlottesville right now. The debate, of course, tonight, 9 p.m., third presidential debate and final one. David, how do you guys, I guess, Do you strategize about how to deal with negative campaigning that comes from the other side?
Well, we're getting used to it because that's all the McCain campaign's offering is a new attack every day. So, listen, we're going to, you know, defend ourselves strongly and take the case to John McCain. You know, we're not sitting back here playing tiddlywinks. But we're also offering, I mean, right now in Virginia and every other state, John McCain's ads are 100% negative. Their whole campaign is attacks based on associations. And that's what not, you know, we are spending a lot of time in Virginia and other states. Voters there are very interested in the election. They know there's big challenges the country's facing. And John McCain's campaign seems to get smaller and smaller by the day. And, you know, we're going to stay laser focused on putting forth a positive vision for, you know, how to bring about change that really will improve the lives of middle-class families in this country.
We're talking with David Plouf. He is the campaign manager for the Barack Obama campaign for president. Third presidential debate is tonight. We talked a lot about this, and we know it as a media outlet. We see a lot of Barack Obama campaign ads in Virginia. We know that you guys have put some real focus. Tell us why, David, you know, Virginia is important to the Obama campaign.
Well, we fought from the very beginning. We obviously did very well there in the primary back in February. We thought we'd have a chance to. Now, Virginia has not been a battleground state in a very long time. So, but we thought from the beginning that we had a message and an organization that could compete in Virginia. And I think we've been rewarded by that. You know, we are leading now in Virginia pretty comfortably. We expect things will tighten. All of these battleground states will end up being pretty close. But we think we've got a real good chance to win the state of Virginia. And Virginia is a big state, 13 electoral votes. If we win the state of Virginia, Barack Obama will be the president. And so we're going to continue to fight for every vote in Virginia. And, you know, we've campaigned there very, very hard, much harder than Senator McCain has. I think he's been ignoring the people of Virginia, and I think he's done that at his peril.
We're talking with David Plouf, campaign manager for Barack Obama, in our last couple of minutes. He's been kind enough to join us, of course, tonight, the final presidential debate. Your candidate, David, has really come onto the scene in 2004, and we know what he did in Chicago, but his rise in popularity, notoriety, whatever term you want to use, has been quite remarkable. What do you think has been the cause of that? What is it about Barack Obama that has caused him to go from a keynote speech in 2004 to being at the cusp of the presidency 4 years later?
Well, I think that the country wants change, and I think that what Barack Obama is offering is kind of a new direction. Someone who is not burdened by Washington, so I think he'll be able to change it. Someone who offers hope, and inspiration to people, and we haven't had that for a very, very long time in our politics, and someone who's very grounded in the real lives of middle-class people. I mean, this is someone who came up in very humble circumstances. Not too long ago, he and his wife were still paying off their college loans. He understands what people are going through economically. So
yeah.
I think, you know, each and every day that this campaign, that passes in this campaign, I think people get a sense that compared to John McCain, Barack Obama is going to be fighting for them in the White House.
There's a lot of rhetoric, of course. You of all people would know, David Plouffe is our guest, campaign manager for Barack Obama. That goes back and forth, and especially when the stakes are as high as a presidential election. But one of the things that has come from the McCain campaign is when you talk about economics and tax policies, the consistent refrain is that they make the charge that Barack Obama will raise taxes. What is your response as a campaign to that? We've seen the ads in Virginia about people under $250,000 receiving a tax cut. What is the philosophy that Barack Obama has on taxes for folks if he is to be elected president in November?
Well, that's a great question. Now, John McCain has spent tens of millions of dollars on negative ads on taxes. And we've won the tax argument so far. So unlike most Democrats, we embrace having an argument about taxes because Barack Obama is going to cut taxes for middle-class families. 95% of Americans are going to get a tax cut. John McCain leaves 101 million Americans out. McCain's tax cuts go to the very wealthiest and the corporation. He wants to give the big oil companies another $4 billion in tax breaks. So on taxes, it's a very big difference. If you want someone to continue the Bush economic policies that the tax benefits are geared towards the very wealthy and corporations, McCain's your candidate. If you want a candidate who's going to give a tax cut to the middle class, to seniors, and to small business owners, you know, on small business owners, there's a big difference between Obama and McCain. Obama's going to really give them tax cuts for creating jobs, help on health care, and most small business owners make under $250,000 a year, so they get a personal tax cut. So we're happy to talk about taxes every day of the week because there's no contest in terms of who would be better for the middle class on taxes, and that's Senator Obama.
We appreciate the time of David Plouffe. He is the campaign manager for Barack Obama. Last two questions for you, David, and thanks again for being with us here in Virginia at 546. Hillary Clinton, it was a battle with the Clinton campaign to get the nomination. We have seen thus since both campaigns kind of joined forces. Have you all, and granted, I'm not going to ask you to play your card here, but have you all had talks with Hillary about a potential role she could have in an Obama administration?
We haven't had a conversation with anybody about a potential role. We still have an election to win. So we're going to spend the next 20 days fighting hard for every vote. And the last thing we're going to think about is what happens after November 4th.
Right. Final question for you. David Plouffe of the Obama campaign, campaign manager. Basically 3 weeks to the election. What do you guys feel like needs to happen in order for your ultimate goal to come true? What does Barack Obama need to do personally? What do you need to do as a campaign to get to November 4th and by midnight or 1 a.m., whatever it is, November 5th, be the president-elect of the United States?
Well, I think we have to stay focused on the economy. Each and every day, drive a message on the economy that Barack Obama is going to bring about the kind of change on the economy that's going to improve our economy overall, but especially for middle-class families. And then this does come down to 270 electoral votes, so we have to win enough states. And Virginia is absolutely central to our strategy. You know, I don't make predictions about much in this business, but if we win the state of Virginia, Barack Obama will be president of the United States. So we are going to be in Virginia a lot. We're going to continue to campaign hard there. And, you know, Virginia can put us over the top on November 4th.
All right. David Plouffe, campaign manager for the Barack Obama campaign. Really appreciate your time, man. And best of luck to you guys in the future.
Thanks, Jay. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Appreciate that. That's David Plouffe. We'll archive that at WINA.com. All right.